News.
It's 7 degrees and rainy. I'm Josh Spensley with 91X News. Most of southern Ontario, including the Belleville-Quinte region, has received a special weather statement from Environment Canada. A large low-pressure system will sweep across southern Ontario today, bringing in rain and a chance of thunderstorms. Affected areas can expect 10 to 20 millimeters of rain today, with gusts of up to 70 kilometers per hour. A cold front will push the rain out to the east tonight, with temperatures likely dropping to freezing. Motorists are advised to take precautions. The Liberals offer veterans a paid education, the NDP promises a pension boost, and the Prime Minister is on the defensive over a former advisor. Terry Pedwell has more.
Michael Ignatieff says Canadian soldiers can expect 4 years of government-paid education after they leave the military under a Liberal government.
We get a lot of veterans coming home who serve their country and end up on the street.
The NDP wants to see a big expansion of Canada's public pension system, saying business can absorb the cost. And Stephen Harper says he would never have hired Bruce Carson had he known about his full criminal past. The Canadian press revealed that Carson was convicted on 5 counts of fraud, 3 more than previously known, and received court-ordered psychiatric treatment before becoming one of Harper's closest advisors. From the Canadian Press Election Desk, I'm Terry Pedwell.
Two of the federal party leaders are campaigning in Ontario today. Prime Minister Stephen Harper will be talking about gun control in Waynflete and Guelph. The Conservatives say, if re-elected, they will propose legislation to end long gun registry once and for all. Meanwhile, NDP leader Jack Layton will make an announcement in Toronto before heading to a rally in London. Ontario's film and television industries are booming. Last year, film and television production accounted for more than 23,000 direct and indirect jobs and contributed almost $2 billion to the economy in Ontario. For every $1 million invested in film and TV production in Ontario, 24 full-time, direct, and spin-off jobs are created. Google Incorporated has already become a giant and still continues to grow. Google has placed a bid of $900 million to buy Nortel Networks' patent portfolio. Nortel was by and large Canada's biggest technology company and one of the world's leading developers of telecom technology until it collapsed in 2000. New details are leaking out about the stag party Prince Harry hosted for his brother William. Reporter Nick Watt says there were no strippers, but it's reported Prince William and his guests played a drinking game called the Post-it Note Game.
We hear that they played a drinking game called the Post-it Note Game. You write the name of a famous person on a Post-it Note and you stick it to your friend's head and he's got to guess who it is. They stuck the Queen to Prince William's head and apparently it took him absolutely ages to figure it out.
The prince is set to wed his longtime love, Kate Middleton, on April 29th. Divorce lawyers say the heir to the British throne would be well advised to sign a prenuptial agreement. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
In local hockey, the Wellington Dukes took Game 1 of the OJHL Buckland Cup Finals, beating the Oakville Blades 5-2. Game 2 was Wednesday in Oakville, while Game 3 is in Wellington on Friday. Both games start at 7:30 p.m. In the NHL, only two games are happening tonight. The Boston Bruins take on the New York Rangers, who defeated the Flyers 3-2 in a shootout yesterday. In the second game, Los Angeles visits San Jose. Last night, the Calgary Flames edged the Colorado Avalanche 2-1, and Chicago was blanked 2-0 by Tampa Bay. Buffalo came out on top over the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1 in overtime, while Dallas squeaked past Anaheim 4-3. In NCAA action, the championship is up for grabs tonight in Houston. The Connecticut Huskies clash with the Butler Bulldogs. Enthusiastic college basketball analyst Dick Vitale gives his thoughts on the game.
My choice, Connecticut, to cut the nets down, celebrate, and Jim Calhoun gets his third national championship.
After losing to Duke last season, the Bulldogs are in the championship for the second straight year. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors finally snapped their six-game skid with a 102-98 win over Orlando. They visit the New York Knicks Tuesday night at 7:30. Major League Baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays are in action Tuesday night versus the Athletics after their 4-3 loss to the Twins yesterday. The prosecution could finish its case today in Barry Bonds' federal perjury trial. The last government witness is anti-doping expert Dr. Don Catlin. Bonds is accused of lying to that grand jury when he denied knowingly taking performance-enhancing drugs. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email to sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Josh Spensley with 91X weather.
Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon. Wind becoming southwest at 30 kilometers per hour. Gusting to 50 late this afternoon. A high of 13. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Winds calming down after midnight with a low of 4. Tuesday, cloudy with 30% chance of showers in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon, wind becoming west at 30 kilometers per hour in the morning, then light in the evening, a high of 6. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 6. It's 6 degrees, I'm Josh Spensley with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.